Now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters right here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great show for you today. In honor of Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, we have Mike Lum and Howard Coolidge here to talk about a big event happening and the support that event, the one and only Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler. Going to be a great show this morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of Ford vehicles, like the Built Wild Bronco family, with a deal you just can't miss. Your biggest adventures are awaiting. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePressi of the Royal Polaris in the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a fun show today is going to be. A packed house full of buds and talking about a great thing, man. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, great Rollo people.
Good morning. This is the team here.
And great sea guys, and so much fun having you in the studio. And Frank Kiyohara, American Angler.
Hello, Pete.
Yeah, you're on the beach.
On the beach.
Yeah, you've been a busy guy.
Pretty busy, man. Fish in different places.
Yeah, you were up at Queen Charlotte's first last we heard.
It was awesome.
You have fun up there?
I had a great time.
Catching
beautiful
fish.
Beautiful custom salmon and halibut and caught the whole gambit.
What an amazing, beautiful place.
It was super nice. We had a really good time.
That's cool.
Yeah. Got back late Saturday night on the boat Sunday for a 7-day.
That's good. For 7 days.
So I was able to get some rest on the
way. Oh, wow.
That little travel time.
Yeah. So 7-day trip, and that 7-day trip, the fishing has been awesome.
There's good tuna fishing and all that down there.
Yeah.
Hearing that yellowfin tuna bite that you guys have been on sounds so much fun. Just the size and the quality.
The grade of them, those 50 to 70 pounders, is unbelievable. Very nice grade.
And it sounds like if you catch them just right, you could catch them almost any way you want. It was
any
lure
way
with
you
a bait,
want.
A surface iron, a popper.
Reminiscent of Rollo's skip jig.
That's
biting
cool.
It, yeah.
How fun.
How fun. So what's going on with Rollo right now? We're doing a big promotion, right?
We are. We're kicking off the brand new Rollo Week promotion that's new for us this year, and it follows all the other things we do throughout the year. And as we've all know, that what we do is we sell raffle tickets, we go to events, we do tournaments, we do all kinds of stuff, and it's all about raising money so we can take kids on their first ocean fishing trip. And we've had a really, really good year, had a lot of great success in our fundraisers, thanks to your generous listeners, keep supporting us and coming back. And demand for trips continues to grow. You know, we're limited only by the amount of money we can raise, and we've been challenged the last couple years here. Prices of everything keep going up, and in order for us to keep the numbers up, we got to keep raising more money. And so we just keep trying to think of ways to do it, and thankfully we keep getting generous donations. People keep helping us come up with ideas, and you know, this promotion that we were kicking off today, Rod a Week, is obviously just a spinoff of a very successful Reel a Week that we've been doing now for 5-6 years. And this was actually at the urging of Steve Pinard over at Dana Lanning. He goes, "You guys do so well with Reel a Week, why don't you do a Rod a Week?" And so we got busy, and with his help and several other people, we rounded up enough of the quality rods to actually offer a Rod a Week program. And then Brian came through and made a wonderful donation to us. He donated a personal 10-foot Harnell jig stick that's been around since his days on the RP, and he'll be telling you a little bit about the history of this rod. But
how long ago was that, Brian?
Myself and Rollo worked together for 10 years, mid-'80s to mid-'90s.
Mid-'80s to mid-'90s.
Yeah,
wow.
So during that whole, Spectra, two-speed, all that whole
30 years
evolution.
Ago.
Yeah.
Think about how many yellows and tuna that rod got.
Ooh,
had had a skipped Taddy 45 cast at, you know, like, and just the places that thing went and the fish that.
Can you imagine?
That's awesome.
Well, after
so
Brian,
that's going to be given away?
We're going to give that away on a special drawing, a bonus drawing. It's not one of the Rod a Weeks. It's a bonus. And so the way we're going to do it is, this is a 10-foot Harnell jig stick that Brian gave us. We had it refinished, so it looks beautiful. It looks like it did when it was new. And they also donated a 2-day trip on the American Angler.
Oh, man.
And so what we're going to do is, anybody that wants to buy a Rod a Week tickets, they cost $25 to buy a ticket, and that puts you in all 12 of the weekly drawings. And anybody that buys 4 of them will get a 5th one for free. So you get 5 tickets for $100, and you get one entry in to win the Harnell rod and the 2-day American Angler trip. And that rod will be given away at the conclusion of the 12 week of drawing. So we're going to start giving away rods November 7th. Every week we'll give another one away, and then when we get to the end, the last drawing we'll have will be for the Harnell rod and the American Angler 2-day to kind of end that promotion. And so those opportunities are there. And of course, we've got our buddy Tim Baker manning the phone
lines
today. Yes, I hope he is. Anyway,
he better be, right?
And so for those of you that have bought from Tim before, it's a very simple process. You just call him. That number is 951-264-7382, or you can drop him an email at win@rollokids.org, and all he needs is a name and phone number. And please make sure you speak slowly and clearly, so he can get back to you in the order that your calls come in, and he'll sell you whatever tickets you want. If you want to buy one ticket, that's great. We appreciate it, and you'll be in the drawing, all 12 drawings, or until that ticket wins. Or if you want to buy 4, like we talked about, then you get a 5th one for free, and you get entered into the special drawing for Brian's rod and the 2-day trip on the American Angler.
So, we see we have a live report, but I'm going to explain something here. We're debuting Let's Talk Hookup live on Facebook and YouTube today. And my wife, Lolly, says it's working.
Hey, all right.
We're actually on video and on the air. So now multiple ways to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can listen on 1090 AM. You can listen, of course, the best way, of course, is always the Let's Talk Hookup app, streaming live on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And now you can go to our Facebook Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, YouTube, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, and you can watch and listen live on those platforms. So we've got a we can see the caller screen over here if you're looking at us. That we have Mike from the Tribute on the line. Good morning, Mike. Maybe not.
Or we have Mike from the History, maybe?
Oh, no, I don't know. Chris, do we have a Mike on there, you said? Maybe not.
Well, we'll find out
in
the meantime.
Yeah, we'll find out who that is.
But yeah, I'm certainly pumped on the rod thing. Now, like you said, the beauty of this contest, which is what I love so much about Reel of the Week, is that you're always in it. It's always ongoing. And that's like, that was such a fun thing about Reel of the Week for me. It's like, I can't tell you, I mean, I know that the winners are spread out all over the place, but like, I feel like Reel of the Week, you know, we get lucky being in the tackle store that people not just from San Diego come down, you know, everybody's coming fishing from all over their trip, but I swear I talk to at least half of the people that win Reel of the Week because they come in all the time, high five, and hey, check out this reel I won. I want to get some line put on it. What do you think? And what's so cool about Reel of the Week is it's not just, you know, hey, on this day we're drawing the tickets, and if you didn't win, you're out. I mean, every week you got looking forward to getting another and another and another. And I swear, I have a bunch of buds that are all participants, and I feel like all of them have won something. It's a really cool concept, and I love that we're doing the same thing with their odds.
Well, I mean, we've been doing Reel of the Week. I don't really know, but it's got to be 5 years now,
yeah,
at least. And we're giveaway in Reel of the Week. We give away 26 reels on that, and I'm hoping that we get the same success on the rods if we our trial run here, if it goes as well as it looks like it's going to.
I know it's
going
to.
Then next year we'll probably bump it up. But, you know, we appreciate everybody that joins us with all of these promotions, and we just keep trying to think of ways that we can have fun, raise money, and give people a reasonable chance of winning something. And I know they all give because they want the kids to get on the water, but frankly, if you win something, you're likely to give more.
So, because, no doubt.
So Howard, tell us about the rods. There's some pretty special rods in there, right?
There is. And Mike, I don't have my glasses, so you're going to have to help me.
Well, we've got, and I'll just read them off here. These are all posted. You can find them on Facebook. We put them up yesterday. But we're going to give away the first week, which will be November 7th. There'll be a Seeker custom rod, custom-built rod.
First of all, before you start that, where can you find this flyer? Where do you see that? Is that on the Rollo website?
Yeah, you can find that at rollokids.org.
Yeah, right here.
Or you can go to the Facebook Friends of Rollo page.
Yeah.
I know that it's up there. I just put it up there. And you can also get, that's got Tim's phone number on it as well. So
okay,
if you didn't write it down or you're driving or whatever, or you're listening to this maybe in the archives, which, by the way, I'll interject that, Pete. You mentioned your app. If you're not listening on the app, you need to be.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why, because there's weeks I try to listen to the show as often as possible, but when I'm traveling, I don't get to listen live all the time, but I don't miss a show.
Yeah.
Because I simply,
that's
when
right,
I'm in the car, I go and I play that archive back, and if there's something that I missed or that I want to hear again,
yeah,
I just run it back. I don't know why anybody wouldn't have that app. It's free.
Yeah.
It works great. You have access to this information indefinitely.
Right.
And it's just a way to do it. You know, the Let's Talk Hookup app is the greatest thing that has happened to Let's Talk Hookup. And it's been around now for quite a few years.
Yeah, yeah, we've had it for several years.
But I still talk to people that go, oh, I don't have the app. Well, how could you not have
yeah,
the app?
It's free. It's free. So download the app and listen
exactly
to the replays, archives. And then now, in addition to that, we'll have the YouTube and Facebook Live replays, too, on our YouTube channel.
It's all fantastic.
Yeah.
The only thing that I've got against that, you know, Pete, some of us have face for radio. Not
well,
for, not
tell me about it, dude. You know, I have to put a hat on to pick things up, you know. But, you
I
know,
forgot
it,
that this
it's
was,
all part of the deal.
I forgot that this happened. Man, I got two little dudes at home. I was scrambling to get here
yeah,
before we made it on the show. I'm sending texts to Pete, like, don't worry, bro, I'll be there.
Yeah.
But I'll be there right up at time. Then all of a sudden there's
but
cameras set up, and
time,
I'm like, oh, man, okay.
Yeah.
I better get my myself together next
yeah,
time.
And just so you know, we're going to expand that camera deal, too. We're going to put one outside the world headquarters here. So, like, the Royal Star just pulled in, and we go, hey, look, there's the Royal Star. You'll be able to see that as soon as I get that camera set up.
That's, like, my favorite part about doing the show at the world headquarters here is getting to look out in the morning and see Brian pulling the boat back in, seeing Ray pulling the boat in, just seeing all the guys. Like, it's the Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma, the whole big three down here. Like, it's just a feel down here, and seeing the boats in and out and fish getting unloaded and
yeah,
carts bumping up and down the dock. Like, it's part of our whole sport fishing world. world, and it'll be so fun to get to listen to the radio show and have a camera angle change and, see the American Aviator going by.
Like, this is our world, right, Brian?
This is it.
This is where you
we're
everything
so
about it. Yeah, it's
so
pretty
lucky.
Cool. So speaking of the American Angler, where are they now?
Right down the beach on the ridge right now.
Down catching that yellowfin tuna you were talking about.
A few yellowfin tuna, a few yellowtail, hopefully.
A few?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been good, though, right?
It's been good fishing overall.
So I saw my buddy Patrick D the other day. He left on a 5-day, and he was kind of going, I don't know, man. We're going to make the run down to the ridge on the 5-day. I don't know about that. I was like, what do you think? You get basically a day and a half on a 5-day. Is it worth it?
The Intrepid's not doing it right now.
That's what they did.
It was very well worth it.
Yeah.
Very well worth it.
So they got them, huh?
They
that was a good call,
yesterday.
Right? Yeah.
So on the way down, it's high tensions in the wheelhouse.
The captain, what if, right?
The captain's call it vomit
right
or vomit. it's one of those things, but it's like more often than not, it's like the chips are stacked on your side or you're not going.
Yeah, you wouldn't make the call to run the super far distance if you didn't, at least in your back pocket, think you had a pretty good chance of making the catch.
Yes, and so they ended up getting them.
They got them.
Yeah, yes, for the intrepid.
So he'll be smiling.
Brian, he'll
be
happy.
You've seen every scenario play out and all the trips and all the years you run. What are some of the longer distances you've run in shorter amounts of time than you probably should have?
Oh, just the old albacore days, running 100 miles on an overnight trip. But the same with these 5-day trips, running down for one day on the ridge and stuff. But
you just know the second that boat gets there, you're likely going to be catching them, and you'll do as much production in that one day as you would have been picking and scratching and clawing to make something happen 4 days in a lesser productive
zone. I've been on a few of those with Howard here. And
he called me up and said, Howard, we're going to go to the Rocks on a 6-day, and I was stunned. And we fished
the Rocks, which is even further than the ridge, right?
About a day and a half. It was fabulous. He had laid it all out, what we were going to do and what boats were coming and going. And he says, I think this is really going to work out well. And it couldn't have been better. He's a magician.
They don't miss very often, do they?
But more importantly, though, Howard, I think the reason why we're here is because of Rollo. And the reason why these guys invited me is because I worked with Rollo for 10 years of my life. And we were good friends and saw a lot of fishing together.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Tell us about Rollo. I mean, about the whole scenario, how this all came together, because I know you were right at the beginning of all that.
Rollo is one of the most talented guys I've ever seen with a rod and reel. Talented to the point where I used to call him a peacock, like putting all your feathers out. especially with that 10-foot jig rod was his thing. Our whole time on Royal Polaris, there was a couple of 10-footers leaning against a bait tank, whether we were fishing yellowtail somewhere local or at Clipperton Island. And it would always be the things, Tim, all of us, we loved to pick that thing up. We were all young, doing 500 push-ups a day. And, we were in good shape to do it. We had
500 push-ups a day.
We had a milk crate. Mr. Newell would give us a milk crate of 338s, 332s, 533s. And so we would have those, a 338 with 40 pound on like that Harnell or when the 100Js first came out. And like rods like the Harnell, you're pretty much after the first run, if you're skipping a jig for tuna, you could put it in full because the rod bends so much and takes up a lot of the shock absorbed in that. It's like I've watched Rollo, Tim, all the guys catch incredible 100-pound tuna on these 10-footers when we were younger.
Yeah.
And Rollo was the ultimate. He'd pick up that jig rod, and he'd just do the whole show, with his follow-through and everything, and have the bandana on, the whole outfit. And
I remember one of the things I distinctly remember when Rollo used to come into with Frank a lot of times to the radio show, or he's sometimes by himself on the radio show, and he'd be so GQ.
I mean,
everything was like tidy, right?
Always.
Was he that way on the boat?
On the boat. We wake up, we wear bloody
work clothes. Exactly.
Oh, he'd always be decked to the nines in his outfit.
Yeah, everything looking pretty camera ready, as they say, right?
Because he was the face of Royal Polaris. Yeah. He was the ultimate PR man. He would give all the seminars and You know, he'd always be like the wise angler. You know, then everyone would stop and listen. Oh, what's the wise angler? And I want to be one of those, you know, or it's wind in your face. Because wind in your face, you're in the right place. And he'd always pause. Wind at your back, nothing in your sack. You know, and he'd have all these. He'd have his seminars down
pat. Those were all his sayings.
Oh, his, yeah. And then people would be just laughing, but yet, you know, not wanting to miss a single detail. Because he was the man.
And then when he sadly passed away, when that happened, we were all in this fleet devastated.
Oh,
about
yeah.
This. Devastated.
Yeah.
And we wanted to remember him with something good. And he and so that's where Rollo, the Friends of Rollo, which is originally what it's called, now called Captain Rollo's Kitchen Sea.
You know, because he lived and breathed sport fishing. You know, as a kid growing up in the South Bay, he worked at Jerry's Tackle Box in Redondo Beach, a famous tackle shop there, and, you know, went winding online, that whole thing. And then as soon as he was old enough, he worked on the Indiana, I think, in Santa Monica Bay off the pier. And as soon as he was old enough, he came down and worked for Frank. And so, you know, when we started working, he did not have his license yet, but he had all the moves. You know, he knew exactly all of it. He was long range.
Yeah.
And, God. I've got some stories, but anyhow, the whole thing.
That's part of the idea.
Yeah.
We're going to share some stories about Rollo, right? Yeah,
what a cool experience, man. That makes me just so stoked to hear this.
But think about this, and Rollo's looking at us saying, "I'm very proud of you guys for what you've done with this organization." Because how many kids have gone fishing because of Captain Rollo's?
Well,
kids at
we're into our 25th year now.
25th,
wow. And we've exceeded the 150,000 kid mark.
Wow,
and it. Every year we add to that number, and the trips just gain in popularity. We now, you know, we've been doing it long enough. Now I have adults come up to me at shows now and say, "I just want to tell you guys thank you. I went on my first ocean fishing trip when I was 9 years old on a Rollo trip." And I ask them, you know, I'll see them a day at the dock or at one of the shows. And so do you fish now? Oh, yeah, I own my own boat. I've had guys tell me they have their captain's license. These guys all got their first taste of the ocean on a trip that they probably wouldn't have been able to go on if it weren't for this program.
Wow.
And I repeat this often because I think it's important, even people that are within our own industry don't realize the magnitude of kids that have been influenced and exposed to the ocean by this program. And lots of people come up to us and they say, "Oh, I want to help you guys. I want to volunteer." Well, they don't quite understand that the way this program works is our job is to raise money. Our job is to continue to put more money aside so that we can pay for the trips that these kids get to go on. The kids' organizations, whether it's schools, churches, Boy Scout, it doesn't matter. All these groups come to us and they talk to Howard and they say, "Hey, I got 35 kids and I'd like to go on one of your trips." He works out the details. We book the boat. They put their kids on the boat and then we pay the bill. So our role is paying the bill.
Right.
And that gets missed with the you know, the public.
And that's what fundraisers like the Rod a Week is. This is why you have Rod a Week. It's not so, "Hey, I can have another rod." It's so we can raise money to take kids fishing, right?
Yes, that's exactly right, Pete. And some of the special drawings, like Brian's Harnell donation and the trip on the American Angler. Those type of things are a bonus. They're an added incentive to get people to maybe give us, to buy four tickets instead of two tickets or whatever.
And how much are tickets?
They're $25 a piece. But in the case of Rod a Week, you're going to be in 12 weekly drawings. So you're talking
for the whole 12.
You all 12.
Once you win one, are you out?
Yes. If you win one, that ticket is out. But if you buy four tickets and you get a fifth one free, you're going to be in for the
view by. So that's the special.
Absolutely.
With the special right now.
The special is you get the fifth ticket for free if you buy four, but you also get entered into to win the Harnell rod and the two-day trip on the American Angler. And that you don't get in that unless you buy the four tickets.
So before we take a break, tell us how we can. And is Tim standing by right now?
Tim is busy right now. He's already been texting me.
All right.
Yes, the phone number is 951 951- 264-7382.
Okay.
And or you send him an email, win@rollokids.org, and all he needs on that email is a name and phone number, and he will call you back as soon as he can.
Is there a limit on the number of tickets we're
selling? There is no limit on this particular promotion. We sometimes do, but this is new to us.
So $100 gets you five tickets, plus the entry in to win the two-day trip on the American Liner and the piece of history, the Rollo's Harnell.
Absolutely, yeah. And I don't know if I mentioned it, but that rod has been completely refinished, and it is beautiful. It looks just like it was new.
Yeah, so again, the phone number?
951-264-7382.
win@rollokids.org. Leave a message if he doesn't answer, and he'll call you back.
Absolutely.
Man, as you can hear, we've got just such a great show coming today. So much great stuff to cover. We just want to talk to you, man. If you want to be part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, talk some friends of Rollo with us. Talk some Rollo with us. We're going to be doing that all morning long and having a great time as well. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, or you can send us a text. Lots of great texts coming through here this morning. If you want to send us a text, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Couldn't agree more with what Mike said. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows. If you want to catch a great tip from last week, you want to go back and listen to any of the shows, or if you want to listen on your drive home from work, all of that's available through the archives on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, it's the only place where you can text in your questions today. When you do, make sure you leave your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, so we can make sure to get back to you if you win that great prize. And man, speaking of great prizes, we are giving away an awesome one today. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a full day trip going fishing on board the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. Your opportunity to fish with Captain Ryan Boston, Captain Matt Brawla, the whole crew of the San Diego. Somebody's going to get to go fishing.
Maybe even Brian Kihar be running.
You
that
never
boat.
Know.
There's
been
right?
plenty of guest appearances from Captain Kihar on that boat.
They're the best. I think Matt and Booger are the best.
No doubt about it. And somebody's going to get to go fishing on board that. We're giving away a full day trip to one lucky caller or texter. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call at 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts, and having a great time talking Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
During Yamaha's Summer Sunset Sales event, get up to 5 years warranty coverage on a boat package with eligible new 30 to 300 horsepower outboards. Make that 6 years with the Siren 3 Pro package, or get up to 7 years on a boat package with eligible 425 horsepower outboards. Purchase an eligible 2.5 to 25 horsepower model and receive up to a $300 dealer credit. Visit your Yamaha dealer today.
Grand September 8th, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to factory. Limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing and having a lot of fun with you. Again, if you want to join us, give us a call at 213-432-1090, or just like a lot of people already, keep those texts rolling in on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Yeah,
lots and lots of texts for sure. Yeah, fantastic. Well, you have a good text there, Rick?
I definitely do. And the first one, it comes from our buddy from Lone Park, from Ian. It says, "Hey guys, I would love to hear continued stories of Captain Rollo and Captain Brian Brian. I would love to hear of a big story of a big fish on light tackle. Also, have you ever seen anybody taken overboard from a big fish during the harness days? That's from Ian and Lone Paw.
Rollo is the ultimate embellisher. And so, you know, when we did those 16, 18 days, 23-day trips, you know, there was a lot of times at all the different Revias. And so, you know, places like Socorro and stuff like that, it was no nighttime. And so Frank promoted the crew. Like, he wanted us to fish all the time. You know, so therefore, if they're biting in the middle of the night at 11 o'clock, they're biting at Socorro. So we always fished. We were soaking a skipjack or soaking a salami, which is oversized greenback mackerel. And so when we would hook them, obviously all the hours and hours and hours and hours spent, you know, Frank would have wind it in. You know, you spent the,
you earned that one.
You did the homework, you know, it's just might as well do it. And then I remember one time, it was kind of choppy. I think we were at Clarion. And Rollo hooked a big one, and he was on the big gear. He called it the man's gear, you know. He had this 80, two-speed 80. It was anodized green, his. And he was pulling, and he, you know, when they're out and away, when they're straight up and down, it's on the rail, out of the harness on the rail. But when it's out and away, he would, you know, we would strap in those old kidney belts, the rip-off kidney belt type deals. And I remember he was up on the starboard bow, and it was choppy, boat rolling around on the anchor. And he had to go over the top of somebody. And so he stepped back off the rail, and the gentleman slid under him. And the boat rolled, and the fish took a lunge, and Rollo launched right over the back of him in the water. Just up and over.
Wow. And in the dark, you're talking in the dark,
2 in the morning, choppy.
Attached to a big fish.
Attached to a big fish.
Heavy drag.
So, you know, he's so comfortable with the rod and reel, he free-spooled and put it in clicker, and Tim jumped over the side immediately and cut his line. Right away, they're arguing, why did you cut my line?
I love that.
This is like at 2 in the morning. By the time daylight happened, Rollo, I got pulled under the side. And the last thing I remember is the lights dimming as I'm down there 50 foot. And it's behind my head. And I put it in free spool and put the clicker on it, swam up to the surface and saved myself.
And that's the story he told me, and I thought it was amazing. I was like, wow, I wouldn't have thought of any of that.
Oh, yeah. So what had happened, it was so choppy, he probably fell over the side, put it in free spool automatically. You know, it just happened to have the clicker on, and Tim jumped over the side, cut the line, and saved him.
Oh, man.
Well, there you go, Ian. I'd say that suffices for about both of those. That's awesome.
Sorry. Well, let's jump into the phones. They're packing up, and Chris is lining them up for us.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with Ed? He's calling us from University City. Ed, good morning. Thanks for getting us rolling here on the phones here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, guys. Good morning. What I was wondering, okay, when you purchase the tickets for the Friends of Rollo, do you get a hard copy, I mean, as far as something in the mail, or do you get an email, or how would that work?
You can go either way on that. When you talk to Tim, you're going to be dealing with him one-on-one on this. If you would like the hard copies mailed, he will get those right out to you. If you would prefer, he can send you over copies of them, whatever is easiest for you. All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, Ed. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for the call. I have a great text here, I'll tell you who it was from because he sent in a second email, but I'll read the email first. My kid went on a Rollo trip with his youth group and had a blast. I think he's hooked now, pun intended. They used the boat equipment, and I want to get him his own setup. What's a good start for calico inshore fishing? Howard, you set a lot of people up on these trips. What's the best setup to take on those trips?
For those types of trips, something you can fish 20-25 pound test in a medium action bait stick, jig stick. I mean, Rick can tell you exactly what models, but
that's from Carl, by the way.
Yeah, the biggest thing is something they can handle, and with the kids, a spinning setup is always very good as long as we're not fishing too deep. But it's great to hear that he enjoyed it and wants to keep going.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
I was gonna say I like those. I really like those Shimano spinning reels that have the bait runner feature. And now there's several different models that have that. You know, from the lesser expensive bait runner OCs, bait runner Ds, which are like a fancier version, and then the Thunnus, which is like a carbon fiber body. But all of them have that bait runner feature. So it's really easy to fish a live bait on a spinning reel. You have pretty good line management, and when you hook when the fish eats it, all you got to do is turn the handle, and it engages the reel just like a conventional reel. Or if you wanted to go to the conventional route, like a lot of those newer reels, Tranks in particular is the first one that comes to my mind. It's not like the old days. Like, you can dial down the braking system on some of those new reels so much that somebody with you still have to have a concept of how to cast a conventional reel. You know, thumb off, thumb back on, but you can add some pretty serious training wheels to it. So if you're helping somebody come up that's learning to cast a conventional reel, and you kind of turn those brakes up, they're going to see, they might not see the same performance that a Rallo or a Brian Kiyohara would have out of their long rod, but you're going to cast plenty fine, and then as your comfortability with the reel increases, you can just start to back those brakes off. You turn all the brakes up on a Tranks, have an idea of when to put thumb on and thumb off, you're never going to see a backlash out of that reel.
Oh, okay. Good stuff.
Totally.
Yeah, the new equipment is so much better.
It's wild.
Day, right? Different than when you used to, what you used to use with Rallo back in the day, right?
Oh, we had several crates, a good crate and a bad crate.
And a bad crate.
I didn't want to step on the story, but I loved hearing that. That was the first thing you mentioned, that, you know, Carl New would give us the crate of reels. And, like, that's how it was then. Like, you just had the good ones, and you would expect your reels to go bad, and that was part of going on those trips, is you had your Plano box full of, you know, drags and bearings and gears, so when
smoke
you're
coming out of the side of the reel, it's like, that's going in the bad pile.
And those guys would have a crate. Okay, well, we blew that one up, let's throw it in the red bin. Yeah. Grab one out of the green one, and away we go.
Yeah, you know what, I know you have been, I've been watching Michael Folks's History of Sport Fishing. Unbelievable. If you haven't, have you seen it?
I have not.
You need
to love it.
It's unbelievable. And he's done such a great job. And historyofsportfishing.com if you want to buy it. But anyway, they show a lot of video of smoke coming out of the old reels and then pouring water on top of the old reels. Did you guys used to do that? Yeah.
Sometimes it'd be so hot and you pour reel on it and the side plate would crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's done, right?
Yeah. Then now what do we do?
Yeah, now you're in real trouble.
Yeah. Try and splice the line, and the monofilament days you spliced on a reel that has too much line. Now you have too much line. You can't turn the handle.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, let's jump back on the phones.
You got it,
buddy. Want to get through 213-432-1090. You get to join us here live and have fun.
You got it. How about we talk to Dave? He's calling us from Anza this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, I just want to give a personal shout out to the Let's Talk to the Captain Rallo's. We put a group of kids together last May, and we live up here in Anza in the backcountry. We have a lot of homeschoolers, and our church likes to put together groups, the homeschoolers together, to do social things. This Rallo trip worked out great, and Howard, you made it so easy on us. All you wanted to know, size of the group, date, and the landing. You put us on the daily double out of Point Loma. And I got to hand it to the crew on the daily double. You know, most of these kids, it was the first time on the ocean, the first time fishing. That crew, they kept everybody out of tangles, no backlashes. Everybody caught multiple fish. And I see some of those kids around town now. They still give me high fives about that trip. So we hear a lot about what Captain Rallo's does, but when you're out there and you see it happening, you know it's such a great, great job that they do. So thanks a lot, guys. We really enjoyed the day, and you got a group of kids that booked on fishing.
Oh, that's
what
great.
A good phone call,
yeah,
that
Howard, you set up all the trips, right?
I do.
People call you, and they set up. You set up the trips. So how does that happen?
So they'll send in a request. I'll call them back. We talk about their group, how many kids they have. We want to have at least 25 to 30 kids, you know, because those boats cost the same whether it's one kid or 50 kids. So we find out how big their group is, how many adults that they can bring. We want to make sure it doesn't turn into an adult trip. We want it to be a kid's trip. So we kind of discuss how many they're going to come, what the adults' roles are going to be in the trip. And then we ask for 3 dates that are going to work for them, weekdays. We do weekday, half-day trips. And then we work with the landing, and set up these trips. Stay in touch with them, send them a confirmation letter, make sure that, you know, every once in a while they'll get crossed up. It's really important that the group and us let the boat know, yes, they're coming, when they're coming, how many they're bringing, so they can be prepared. And then each of the landings we work with, over the last 5 or 6 years that I've been booking trips, there's boats that really enjoy doing these types of trips, and Fred's one of them with the Daily Double. He's fantastic. And we get them out there, and the captains will usually let me know if it's a group that really enjoyed it or if it was a group that maybe wasn't participating, too many adults, that kind of thing. But that's very rare now. And then I get reports back on how great they did. So
you grade them.
That's awesome. No, don't grade them, but we want to make sure that
the kids are getting the fun.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, especially like adults. Mike said, it's so expensive now to do these trips. And even with the landings giving us some love like they do, you know, you want to make sure that it's not turning into 17 guys fishing and 3 kids having a snack.
By the way, in addition to the trips, we also make sure that we provide all the fishing tackle. So if we don't expect anybody to bring tackle, we provide it all, and we get that through the boats and the landings, and then we also provide the hot lunch for everybody, and so we try to make it as comfortable of a day as possible. And all the organization that we're granting a trip to, all they have to do really is coordinate with Howard and make sure that they get the kids to the landing and home from the landing. Other than that, everything's taken care of.
And speaking of cost, describe that. What's happened in the last few years? What the cost went from what to what?
Well, it's startling, and Howard is much more in tune with this really than I am. But you know, for years, a number of years, we just used the $35 as the number, and it was like, how many kids are you going to take? Well, we raised this much. Do the math. $35. That's how many kids are going to get to go. And about a year ago, 8 months ago, we were having a conversation, and I said, Howard, what are we up to right now per head, you know, per kid? He goes, we're right at $70. I about fell out of my chair.
Wow.
We went from $35 to $70.
Double.
Yes, double over the course of probably a 2-3 year period. And here we are today. It's not going down, and I'm not, you know, it's nobody's fault. It's just the way it is. But in order for us to maintain the number of kids that we have requests for, we got to raise more money. And that's
why we're doing this lot a week. Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, let's go live to the East Cape right now.
You got it, man. We got our good buddy standing by. We got Chris with a great report from Smokey's Curing Company in Cantina. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Joe, Ricky. Buenos dias. How are you doing today, boys?
Amigo.
Hi, Chris.
I mean, man, listening to you guys, it really warms my heart. This Friends of Rollo and this Captain Rollo program is such a great thing. Pedro, you know I've got 3 boys. And, you know, our rule in our family is when you're 2 years old, you get to fish. And by the way, they're all adults now. They're fishing pools. They fish oceans, streams, rivers, everything. And, I gotta tell you, they're crazy for fishing. They've got these little, rods they bring to the golf course in their golf bag. And if they got a minute between holes, they're casting in the little ponds there. It's crazy. It's a great program you guys are doing. And really, honestly, it changes kids' lives.
That's awesome. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Hey, listen, guys, we're having a heck of a yellowfin tuna bite down here. And, I mean, it's going strong. They're 20 to 40 miles out, straight out to the north, to the south. We're catching 100-pounders left and right, 60, 50, 30. It's going off. And guys are having a great time. And we've got lots of big marlin. And we're still doing a little bit of rooster fish. They're smaller, but having a lot of fun doing that. But, man, it's all about the yellowfin tuna bite. And there's a tournament today. It's a Dorado Marlin tournament and Dorado and tuna. So we're looking to see a bunch of big tuna today, more big yellowfin.
That's cool, man. It's lots of good stuff. And, of course, I saw Vaquera caught those big tuna there. They're around, right?
They are around. You got to go a little ways, and not too bad, 20 to 40 miles. But man, they're literally everywhere. You know, you can go straight out to the north, to the south. So it's a real good run. It's a real good run right now. We're enjoying.
Fishing's hot, and so is the weather in the East Cape right now, but it's a time to go. Hey, I know if somebody wants to come book Vaquera, are there spaces available coming up in the prime time of fall, this fall?
you know what? We're booking them fast, but there are still plenty of dates available. You can get a hold of us at vaquerasportfishing.com. That's V-A-Q-U-E-R-A. And you can also email me at bossmokedog2g@gmail.com.
Hey, did I see that when you go fish on Vaquera that your processing is included on that?
Oh no. We give a discount on
a discount. Okay, gotcha.
Vaquera, yeah.
Still, but the processing at Smokies is the best.
Oh yeah, buddy. And I can't wait. We're gonna see you in October. We're gonna head out on Vaquera, and we're gonna slay them.
All right. And, of course, best place to eat right there, Smokies, right there in the center of Los Barrios. Thanks, Chris. Great report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Can't wait. Take care, guys.
Appreciate that, Chris, very much. Hey, I want to remind you, Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the brand-new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try them, you'll absolutely want more. Their brand-new tools are great, including a very special Gamakatsu braid scissors that come with a ceramic blade, so they'll never rust, no matter how much salt water you deal with. You can see them at your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. All right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, more great stories from Rollo. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTreks to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrek 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up laying a bucketless 40-pound white sea bass on the inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTreks, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrek inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass in the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice. Ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
The phones. But still your opportunity to get through. It's 213-432-1090.
Yeah, a lot going on here, including our brand new, trying to get all the buttons. I gotta get all the buttons down. I'm not putting the mics on. We have mics on the computer. We have mics on the stream. We have mics on the board. We have mics everywhere. So figuring it out. It's our first day on YouTube Live and Facebook Live, but people say they're enjoying it. Getting lots of texts and saying that they're liking looking at Brian's face. I don't know about the rest of us, but they like seeing Brian.
Sure.
Yeah, the rest of us, I don't know what you face for radio. So, you know, great stuff and lots of good text, too. Coming through too, so that's really fantastic. But we have a great call right now, right, Rick?
We do, yeah. It's coming from Mark, who's calling from San Diego. Mark, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Are
Mark,
you there?
We got you on the line there. Hey, good morning, Mark.
Okay, all right, thanks. Mark. Okay, so Howard asked. Hey, thanks. Howard asked me to call in. I kind of want to give a little backdrop of what we do. I go to Shadow Mountain Community Church in Elkhorn. We have a kids prison fishing ministry. And what that is the incarcerated people don't have a chance to take their kids fishing or anything for that matter. So we have, you start off with a thing called Angel Tree. So our safe cracker got thrown in prison and saw that these kids, the kids of the inmates didn't have anything for Christmas. So they started doing these angel trees. So they would say, hey, what do you want for your kid to have for Christmas? Well, Johnny wants a football. Melissa wants a little Elmo or whatever. So they would put them out on the board at church. Guys would go and get that present, wrap it, and then somebody would take it to their house. And then they said, well, shoot, you know, now what can we do for these kids during the rest of the year? Well, let's have a soccer camp. Let's have a where we're camping them. Let's have a fishing. So I said, hey, well, let's do offshore where we get them away from the world, away from these guys have to defend themselves. They're always, you know, they're a little bit disadvantaged. This last trip, we were taking some kids from a homeless camp. They don't have a house, don't have a shower. So we would take them out, and Friends of Rolo would underwrite that trip. So we got Rain Shadow to donate rods. We got M&M rods to wrap them. We got Daily Double to help with Friends of Rolo, and then CCA would give away apparel. So we got all these guys chipping in, and we take these kids who have never been out on a boat, never been offshore, and we teach them how to have character, how to have discipline. We give them responsibility, and the responsibility is they're going to hook their own bait. So, well, it's all slimy. I don't want to hook it, okay? Well, it's not the government handout here. If you want to catch a fish, you're going to learn how to hook your own bait. So with Fred and the guys on the boat, they talk to these kids like they're college kids. They respect them. They see them at their level, and they work with them. And I got pictures of these kids figuring out how to hook on an anchovy and how to hook on a squid. And then we got all these reels are spinning rods, right, so they don't get the backlash. So we teach them how to drop it down. Where's the bottom? When you get your bite, pay attention to what's happening down. Think about what that fish is doing and how you're presenting that bait so it's real and natural, right? So if they miss it, okay, well, you weren't paying attention or you're thinking about something else. You got to reel it in. You got to start all over again. Now let's focus. We have a really good chance here. Fred's pretty good on getting us on those rock piles and getting us in the fish. Now it's up to the kids. And one guy was right, or Howard was right about the adults. When I used to go on these trips a while ago, I was thinking, oh yeah, I can hand in and hook off. And pretty soon Fred's on the speaker. This is not for adults. You will not be allowed on these trips if you keep that up. Like, okay. Now, cool. I get it, right? So now I really understand the whole perspective. So we have mentors. I bring a pastor so we can share the gospel and share about Jesus Christ, the guy who made the fish, and how we can hang out with him and follow his rules about being a decent human being in life. And by the time these kids come back, I mean, we got pictures where they're just lit up, and it changes their whole world. So Rolo says we'll take one kid a year. Well, these prison kids, we got enough to take a couple groups a year. And but after doing this a couple years in a row, we got little six-year-olds and seven-year-olds. They don't need help anymore. They're like, get out of the way. I want that bait, and I'm hooking it up, and then, excuse me, you're standing in my spot. You need to scoot over because I'm dropping in, and they're catching fish. I mean, these are the kids that are
high as your waist.
Such a great – I mean, I'm sure you've got story after story after story. That's so cool. We sure appreciate you calling and sharing some of the great stuff that Rollo does for for your program.
Yeah. That's rad.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Rollo. If anybody's out there and sees a chance, hold on. I would like to say, if anybody's out on those shows and sees a chance to donate to Rollo, these kids' lives are changed, and it all starts with those donations. So thank you, everybody, for helping put together trips for these kids.
For sure. Thanks. Thanks for
that's
that.
Awesome,
thanks
man.
For arranging that, Howard. That's
yeah,
great.
You know, you, every two or three times a year, you meet somebody like Mark, enthusiastic and working with kids that are really struggling.
Yeah.
And I'll send them to Mike sometimes. You call them up and they talk to you, and you got a tear in your eye. It's just, and then they call up and tell you what a great day it was. And I mean, we had one group, the kids were all orphaned. Many of their parents had met demises that were just terrible, and you're thinking, oh, these tragedies. And then they call up and say, hey, they caught sand bass, and it was the great day, and they forgot all their troubles for the day. And it's
how cool is that?
It's unbelievable.
No, I listen to a lot of the stories, and Howard gets a lot of it firsthand, and he relays it to me. I remember a couple of years ago, he had a good friend of his with him on one of these trips, and underprivileged kids, inner city kids, never been on a boat, never saw the ocean, and by the end of the day, coming up and telling Howard's buddy that they wish that he could be their grandfather, it was like, wow, this kid's life has just been changed because of a half day on the ocean. But
that's the truth, though. It's the ocean can do that, right, Brian?
That is.
How to change your life, right? I mean, it's changed all of our lives in this room, right?
And unfortunately, we take it for granted.
That's for sure. Yeah.
But if you go, you know, you spend a day with those kids, it's like the simplest thing. I was out last week with a group from my area. And half of them were seasick. And the minute the birds and the seals and when their guys were cleaning fish, they forgot all their troubles. They were naming the pelicans and having a ball. I videotaped it and sent it to their mothers. And it had nothing to do with the fishing per se. It was the bond that these kids had.
Well, I mean, when you look at some of the kids on these trips, they're more fascinated by, if they see a starfish on the rocks as the boat's getting ready to leave the harbor, they've never seen a starfish in their life except in a coloring book, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like that's a real starfish. And things that we look at every day and don't give it a thought, the sardines in the bait tank, they could spend all day.
Wow.
Just playing with the sardines in the bait tank.
But encourage them not to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to kill the bait. Hey, in the spirit of Rollo, Chris from the Vaquera and Smokies just donated $1,000.
Wow.
Like, he was listening. He was talking about his kids going fishing. And, I mean, if that doesn't bring it to you.
Hey, right on.
Good going, Chris. Chris is going to buy $1,000 worth of tickets. Tim's going to give him a call. And he's going to, hopefully he'll win a rod for Vaquera, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports, more of your phone calls, and a whole lot more fun. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance. To conquer
conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.